It's Megan
and Brooks,
and we're the Sis
Bro
Show,
a comedy
duo. I cracked myself up. So how you been?
I've been pretty good. Been working. Been sick here lately.
Oh, not COVID sick.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but maybe.
But maybe, I don't know.
Like what kind of sick?
Just sore throat, coughing, sneezing, stuffy head, nighttime sleepy.
Are you saying the symptoms that you need to have NyQuil?
Maybe.
You know what? You started saying that, and I started doing the Pepto, like upset stomach, diarrhea.
Oh, it's like I got a sore throat. Let me get some of that Pepto. So, well, I think you got this crossed.
Those stupid songs stick in your head, but then you're like, oh, I got an upset stomach. Oh, I need Pepto. I guess that's why.
They know what they're doing, especially the older commercials. Older commercials knew what they were doing, and like older like TV shows,
right?
Like I think older shows, like I'm sure randomly you have older shows like theme music just pop in your head.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah, same here. Just out of nowhere, like I'm not even thinking about the show or anything, and I'll just start like singing the tune. Like for instance, the day.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yesterday, me and Jessie, our sister Jessie, we were playing on Xbox, and out of nowhere, I just started hitting with the old X-Men intro from the X-Men like animated series in like the 90s.
Made you want to go watch some, right?
No. And then at work, I'll be just sitting there at work. I'm just working, and all of a sudden I go, go, Power Rangers.
For some reason, I knew you were going to say that. I don't know why. Yeah.
That's one of the most catchiest songs ever.
I do. I'll sing theme songs or, like you said, like the commercials, like the Mr. Clean. Anytime I use the Mr. Clean magic eraser, I'm singing, Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean stays stronger longer because there's ultra power in it. Like, why? Why do I know the whole fucking song?
Well,
and they don't even play it no more. So you can
sing it.
Maybe.
But it's already in there. Like, they know it's in there.
Oh yeah, and like the
commercials, like for other commercials, you don't see commercials for like basic stuff anymore because you buy it already. Like, when was the last time you seen a commercial for milk?
Oh, like the Got Milk commercials? Oh,
yeah,
I don't see them that often anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't see them no more because everyone's got milk.
They don't even tell you to get it.
They don't even ask if you got milk because they know. Yeah, they look. They know you have it.
I do see a lot of those, like what, which I don't really see commercials that much anymore, except for on YouTube because I just use streaming places and I pay a little extra so I don't have to watch the commercials.
Yeah,
like Hulu and Prime, but they show you like, at least on Prime, they'll show you a commercial for like a Prime show or a Prime movie before, but you can skip it if you want to.
Yeah.
So I just see commercials now on YouTube, and the YouTube commercials are all over the place for every type of thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to YouTube ads.
No. I mean, I've been doing research on cryptocurrency. So I've been getting some of those ads, you know, for crypto and the different crypto YouTube channels, because the channels will run ads too.
I get those videos of those guys like talking about making like tens of thousands of dollars per month or whatever.
Yeah,
they're like, do you want to make tens of thousands of dollars per month? And they're like sitting in a room that's like barren, like they don't even have decorations on the wall. It's like, I know you ain't got thousands of dollars, motherfucker. Who you trying to fool? You even got a poster up. What is this?
Whose room did you borrow so we didn't have to see you in your trailer?
Yeah, this is like you're in your roommate's room because your room's too messy.
Yeah, no, but I have seen them too, where they're like, you can tell it's a green screen and there's a bunch of cars behind them, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't move because they don't want you to know that it's a green screen, but it's obviously a green screen.
I should do that. I should do like, because I have a green screen, so I should do like some crazy shit like that. Yeah. Like I'll be there like, hey, do you want to own dinosaurs, and I have like dinosaurs in the background.
Yeah.
Like just crazy off the wall stuff. Just to see if people reach out to me and say, hey, I want to own dinosaurs.
Well, oh my God, I saw this ad. It's obviously they put this stuff on somebody's pimply face and then they rub it off and the pimples are just gone. And you can tell it's like a filter, like a blur filter, you know?
Yeah.
Like they keep running it. So it must be working. Like, why? People, you honestly think that you can just wipe your pimples off?
Yeah, they're just on the surface. You just got to scrub them real good with this miracle cure.
They'll fall off all the time. It's like, I think, you know what, I should report this, and I'm like, nah, I don't care.
Yeah.
if people
are gonna fall for it, right. then let them.
Exactly. I miss the old days. Miss the old commercials.
Mm-hmm.
The cereal commercials when we'd watch Saturday cartoons.
Oh yeah, I still eat Tricks. It's like at this point it's more out of spite than anything. I'm just sitting there like angrily eating my Trick, going, I'll show you, dumb rabbit.
I don't really know if they have those types of commercials anymore. I assume now all those kinds of commercials are on like Nickelodeon and Disney Channel and stuff like that. Since that's aimed at kids. But it's a good thing because like my kids watch those streaming and they don't see the commercials, so they can't like me and you, like when we used to watch them, we'd be like, oh, I want that, like we'd make a list of everything we want by the commercials. Mm-hmm. Nope, my kids don't do that unless it's on YouTube, and then it's usually a subscription to some YouTuber, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna buy you a stupid subscription. And they're like, I get a free keychain though.
A keychain.
I'm like, it's not free if it's costing me $20 a month.
That's true.
Dumb kids.
That's the same thing I think about with like combos and combo meals. Like when you go out to like fast food places,
mm-hmm.
and I order, I'm like, hey, let me just get a burger and fries. I'm like, you want to make that a combo? And I'm like, no, I'm good. And they're like, you save money if you do it. I was like, well, I'll save more money if I don't get a drink. So.
Yeah, right. You'll actually be paying more to get the drink. Yeah. Even though you would be saving for the, like, yeah.
Like, no. Overall cost. But really, I'm saving more by not getting the drink. So just give me my burger and fries.
And I'll be on my way.
And I'll be on my way. I'll be moseying on.
Yeah, me and Kevin have been watching King of Queens. I love that show.
That's a good show.
It's on Peacock. There's so, like, I thought I would be saving money not paying for cable, but now I get all these different streaming services where I'm like, it's costing me close to cable money now.
Yeah, everybody's branching out and getting their own streaming service.
Yeah. So we did like a free trial so we could watch King of Queens because that's the only place it's on. It's so funny. I love it. I watched the episode, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where Doug goes to get the milkshakes after they had already ate like a huge Chinese dinner, and then he orders like two meals. And he's like, who are we kidding? And then he starts ordering a meal.
It doesn't go like to an opera or something like that, and he can't stop burping or something.
I don't know. Maybe I've seen that one, but in this episode, he breaks down and he didn't put pants on to go, so he's in his underwear. Gets out and he opens like the hood and he's like, yep, that's the engine. And then he's like, oh, engines are hot. And he gets in an argument with the drive-thru guy because he keeps telling him to pull up, and he's like, in a minute. So he starts beating up because for some reason on all the TV shows, when they go to a fast food restaurant, it's a clown. Like, have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's always the clown with the voice box in it.
Yes. Like, every single one. So he's beating up this clown. I laugh so hard. I like Arthur. He's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Old Jerry Stiller, who passed away last year.
Yeah, that was sad to hear. So I watch him, you know, see him all pop all the time when watching Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. He's such a good actor. Like, you really believe he's that fucking crazy.
Well, which I just slipped up the other day, and I told my wife, and I asked her, I was like, what do you want to watch? And she's like, I don't know what you want to watch. And I was like, you want to watch some, like, Frasier or some Jerry Seinfeld? She's like, did you say Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld.
I was like, yeah, you know, Seinfeld. Like, but you said Jerry Seinfeld. Like, so now it's like a little joke where I'm like, hey, you want to put some Jerry Seinfeld on? Like, I'm going to say the whole name. It's just,
you want some Seinfeld. Frasier Crane?
I said that. I even told her that. I was like, you want some Frasier Crane? Some Roseanne Connor. Everybody loves Ray Romano. So now you gotta say the, if it's a name in the title of the TV show, you gotta say their full name.
Oh, like Hank. Well, how would you say King of the Hank Hill?
King of the Hank Hill. So yeah. And also, speaking of engines, I did do a little mechanical work this past week on my vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, let's just say I'm a man and I took care of business. Because okay. For people that don't know me, I'm not very like mechanically inclined when it comes to vehicles.
Or a man.
Or very manly in general. I tend to shy away from things like that. I'm like, ooh, is that strenuous? Is that hard labor right there? Nah, I'm good. No. I'll pass on that. But I did. I did some work on my vehicle. My car started messing up, and it was an issue I had like a couple years ago. So I'm like, I kind of knew what it was. I had hit my buddy up. Because he was the one who knew exactly what it was. So I was like, hey, man, do you remember when the car wouldn't go past like 2,000 RPMs? So I was like, what was that problem again? And it was the camshaft position sensor. And it starts going bad.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to beat you to it. I should have left a dramatic pause there for you to fill in, to jump in and answer
next
them.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. But yeah, I got in there and pulled some stuff out of the car and replaced it. And it sucks. It's dumb as shit. I'm like, the whole time I'm like working on it, and I'm like, who invented cars like this? Like who decided to put these things all in the way? I was like, there's got to be a simpler way of doing this stuff.
You know, we were, because Kevin's truck's not working, so we were talking to somebody about fixing it, and they were talking about how it was going to cost more because of the positioning of what needed to be fixed was hard to get to. And I was like, what? I guess that makes sense. It's kind of more complicated for him to do it, so he's going to charge more, which is weird.
I believe it now. Because the whole time I'm in there trying to like reattach this sensor like to the engine, I'm just thinking, I was like, mechanics have to have like baby hands. I was like, my big like monkey hands are just not cutting it.
That makes sense now that I see all these little guys when I get an oil change.
Yeah, because they get in there.
Yeah. But how's it run now?
It runs pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. That's pretty I'm pretty proud of myself on that one.
Well, good. So I've had to deal with some stuff lately. Cooper's just been having a hard time with stuff. And yesterday I took him to, urgent care because it was reminiscent of when I had to take you to urgent care.
Do you really? Remember that? Yeah, I remember that.
All right, you go ahead and tell your story and then I'll tell you what happened with Cooper.
Okay. You're going to put me on. All right. Well, let's go. All right. Might as well. All right, so see how to start the story. Once upon a time, I was bleeding out my butthole. I think that's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, it was a good amount of blood. I was like worried. I was like, oh, God, what's going on back there? So I hit you up. I was like, hey, you know, can you take me to urgent care? I'm bleeding out my butthole. So. So you ended up taking me up there. I'll never forget that weird doctor experience. You know,
I remember that. Yeah, I wasn't in the room, but I remember you telling me.
Yeah. So there you were. Yeah.
Holding one cheek.
Yeah. He's on the other. But no, I go in the doctor's room and you know, he makes me drop pants and bend over the table. But then you like kicks my feet apart like a cop about to frisk me. Like, it just like shocked me. I was like, whoa.
He just be like, hey, can you, you know, widen your feet a little? Yeah,
he just kicked him. He's like, pop, pop. And I was like, oh, I just got to drop down a little bit.
Like your face on the bed.
Yeah. I'm like elbows and face down on this, on the little bed in there. And I just got a wide eye, like, whoa, what? This guy don't play around. He ain't got time. But then it's just, what was it? It was just a hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm. You said what did he do to it?
He started poking at it. He's like, this hurt? I'm like, yeah. What about this? Yeah, still hurts.
What about from the inside?
What about right in here? I'm like, whoa. I mean, he got in there. I'm like, you're going to need some, like, longer gloves.
Oh, God. So, yeah, so was this guy, did this guy have like meaty hands or like mechanic hands?
I mean, probably meaty mechanic hands, if that makes any sense. Like, they were small, but when they got in there, like, they didn't feel small.
Right. Well, I'm sure it didn't. Mm. I mean, I would think like a pencil up there would not feel small.
No, it's built like, it's like, is that one of them big pencils? Like, you get in kindergarten? Like, what is that? God. Did we just invent a new game show? What's up my butt?
Oh, yeah, and Steve-O can be the host.
Yeah. Like, they're just, their butt's behind a curtain, and then you just see their face, like, twist up, like, ooh. Then Steve-O's like, what's in your butt?
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
Is it an ice cube?
Oh.
We're just full of ideas.
Yeah.
I hope some producers listen.
Maybe Steve-O listens. Maybe Steve-O can get this one rolling.
Oh, I've been watching YouTube videos about him recently. I think he's got his own like show coming up or something, like a documentary about him or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's like permanently damaged his voice, and I'm sure he's permanently damaged a lot of stuff.
How's he damaged his voice?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't watch all of it. It was just like, stay tuned to learn why Steve-O permanently damaged his voice. And I was
Now I'm curious.
Next. Well, he also like, what else did he do? He broke something and it grew back funny, or I don't know. I'll have to do some research and update y'all next time on some old Steve-O.
Yeah, I want my knowing.
But now, why I took Cooper to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this bump in his butt crack that was hurting him. And he was embarrassed about it and didn't want me to see. And I was like, come on, spread them cheeks. Let me lick. Because I thought maybe it was a pimple and I could just, you know, mm-hmm. pop it for him and be on the way. But it was big. I was like, this looks like a cyst. And there are certain cysts that only appear at the top of your butt crack.
Hmm.
I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to Google it. It's probably on his paperwork too. But yeah, they only appear at the very top of the butt crack. And the doctor was explaining it could have started as like an ingrown hair or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, was ingrown hair.
Yeah. And then it almost like gets to be an abscess where it's like got infection in it. Because I mean, it's on your butt. So yeah. It's probably easy to do. So they had to drain it and then pack it. So he's got this like packing material in his butt crack and this hole. I felt so bad for him. They numbed it first, but the numbing hurt.
Yeah.
But he still took it really well. They got it all out. And he said, while it hurts now, it doesn't feel as half as bad as it did before they drained it.
That's good.
And it reminded me of your trip to the urgent care. Because it was butt related.
Yeah, hopefully they were more gentle with him.
Oh, yeah. The doctor, you know, he looked at it and, like, he started poking it. I saw Cooper's face, you know, and he was like, oh. Mm.
Why do they always poke it? Like try, is that, like, the doctor way?
I guess.
Like, you know, doc, we can talk about this right here. And he just starts poking at it. You're like, oh.
That hurts.
All right, this is just our method. This is how we're trained in medical school.
Like, what's the symptoms? You can be like, well, it hurts when you poke it. And then they're like, oh, and then they start poking it.
And then they're like, then they go like this?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, I think in medical school, they'll just be like, you don't know what something is. poke at it until you do.
Poke at it. See what happens. Step one, poke it.
So, yeah, poor Cooper. He's out of school today, and then tomorrow he goes back to get the stuff out of it, like the packing stuff out of it. Mm. But they said it could come back at any time. And then if it keeps coming back over and over again, then he might have to go to a general surgeon to get it all taken out, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's what I've been up to. And working. Oh, and researching and investing in cryptocurrency. It's like my new, I don't know, obsession, I guess you could say. Yes. I've just been learning because I invested in Bitcoin like last year. And before that, I knew nothing about it. The only reason why I did that was because I play poker online. And the only way to get your winnings or the quickest way is for them to send it to you Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So I was just keeping my poker winnings in my Bitcoin wallet and not paying no attention to it. And then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, I don't think I won this much money. And I could see it was because Bitcoin went way up. Like when I first started getting my poker winnings, Bitcoin was at $4,000 a Bitcoin. And now it's like over $55,000 a Bitcoin.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, I need to learn more about this because there are hundreds, maybe thousands of different types of cryptocurrency. They all have their own name and they all do different things and blah, blah, blah.
They do different things?
Yeah. Like for Bitcoin, it's hard to explain because I still don't know everything, you know? Like Bitcoin's stored on different computers and the different computers do the computations and that's how you can send Bitcoin back and forth and it's called Bitcoin mining. And Bitcoin miners earn a little bit every time you like send it from one wallet to another or convert it from Bitcoin to cash or convert it from Bitcoin to a different type of coin. Yeah. So it's like all these different chains and blah, blah, blah. I'm nowhere near an expert. But
yeah, even with your explanation of it, I still don't know what it is.
Well, with Bitcoin, the reason why there is a big market for cryptocurrency, again, I could be wrong. This is what I took from it. It's just a way to send money to people without having to go through banks that can have to convert it. Like if you wanted to send money to somebody in, I don't know, Brazil or something. And
sounds shady.
It really isn't though, because everything is public. So like if you bought Bitcoin, then there is a public transaction that said you bought Bitcoin. It doesn't say like how you bought it or give your wallet address or anything like that. But there's no way for you to like, I mean, I guess you could do some shady dealings with it and cover it up somehow. But yeah, they started Bitcoin a long time ago. When it first came out, it was super cheap, and now it's like close to $60,000 of Bitcoin, and they say it's going to go up even more. So I was like, let me get in on this. So I started researching like new cryptocurrencies and what they plan to do and how it works. And Binance is another one. They have their own Binance coin, and then you can create coins off of Binance, and that's the ones that I've been researching. And one of them is SafeMoon. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's kind of been in the news recently. And
no, I don't watch the news.
I got into SafeMoon early, like a lot early, because it's only been around maybe 2-3 months. So I got in like after it was like 3 or 4 weeks old. And it was super cheap. And I'm talking like 0.00000001 or something like that. Like a 1/100% of a penny or something.
How do you get that payout? It's like I would like my 1/100th of a penny, please.
No, you don't just buy one. You buy like, you could buy like $100 worth and then you'll have like 100 million SafeMoon or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, I invested some money. Like I said, I have my like poker winnings and then I have money that I can invest. I don't invest money that I don't mind losing. You know what I mean? Like I'm not investing like my bill money or anything in, like that into it.
Yeah, it's like a little rent or Bitcoins.
So I invested March 24th, right? And I've gotten like 1,000% increases. So say, I'm not going to say exactly how much because I don't want people to be jealous about how much money I got, you know.
Say, so what you're telling us is you're rich.
Say you invested $150 the day that I did, March 24th.
Uh-huh.
With the increases.
I was like, I'm just, the first thing I thought was, so you invested $150.
I did the math. I invested something with, you know, a couple more zeros on it. But say you invest $150 yesterday with the increases. Now it's gone down a little bit, but it's soon back up. Whenever you see something go way up, it's soon to come down. And then they, you know, goes back up and back down. So I've been learning that you buy it when it dips. That way you get it at a cheaper price and then it'll go back up. Anyways, say you invested $150 on March 24th. It got up to where you would have $6,000 yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what do you do with that then? Do you like cash out or do you sell it? Or really don't?
You can cash out. So the way that it's on the Binance chain, so you have to use the BNB, which is Binance's coin, to swap it and buy it. So you just swap it back to BNB, send it to Binance, and then you can cash out for money. But they're getting ready to announce two new exchanges that they're going to be on. So right now it's pretty hard to buy. Like it took me like 3 days to research it and figure out even how to fucking buy it. Once it makes it easier for people to buy, then I expect it to go way up again. But it'll also be easier for people to sell it too. So it's probably going to take a dip. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for it to go up again. And then I'm going to sell half of it, keep half in it, because I mean, that's still going to be a huge profit. And then just see what happens with it. And I'm also looking into other ones because there's tons. I mean, tons. There's like this Zeppelin coin. I thought the name was cool, so I started looking into that one. And I'm also in like subreddits on Reddit, and they talk about these new cryptocurrencies that come out. And I research it. I research the people that created it because there are scams out there too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's what I've been into. Go SafeMoon. And I also invested into Dogecoin. Have you heard about that?
I think I've seen some stuff on that on Facebook.
Yeah, and I mean, it was like a meme coin when it came out. It's got the old Doge, that's Shiba Inu dog. And I, you know, I heard about it. I was like, hey, I'll put some money into it. And it was 4 cents. And I mean, it got up to 40 cents the other day. So I like 10 times to my money, you know. So yeah, I mean, research the stuff. I gotta say this. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. This is just my opinion. I'm not responsible for any financial losses or gains that you have.
Maybe the gains.
Maybe, yeah, the gains, yes. Losses, no.
Yes. You're welcome.
Just research it. Look at the community behind it, because the bigger the community is behind it, the more chance of it taking off. You know what I mean? The more people supporting it, the more people tweeting about it, the more people, you know, helping other people get into it, the better. So that's what I've been doing. And, you know, looking at stuff that's in the early stages too, and trying to see if I can find something I can get into, maybe put $1,000 and make 20, 30 grand. And then, you know, take half my profit and then see what else it does. That's what I want to do full time. I really enjoy research. That's like, that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, is because it has a lot of research to it. But right now what I'm doing is, I'm getting a little burnout on it. I still love doing it, but it doesn't make me as happy as it used to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this, you know, researching this cryptocurrency, becoming part of these communities, helping other people. I even started like a ladies crypto group. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of lit a fire back into me where I was just feeling like I was just going day to day and just kind of in motions, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, I'm making money, so that's always good.
Yeah, that's always positive.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, making money with crypto, dealing with kids, working, watching lots of TV. not as much, though. I did get into that show, You, on Netflix. Have you seen that?
You?
You. Y-O-U.
No.
It's about this like crazy stalker guy and his relationship with a girl.
I think I know about that. I think my wife watches that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm in the second season now, but you know, I was just like, eh. What happened was me and Kevin went to Las Vegas. Oh, that's something else we could talk about. So, you know, with all my crypto earnings, we were like, let's go to Vegas. No, we've been saving up for Vegas. And it was spring break, so the kids were out of school. I had somebody to watch them and everything. So we figured we'll go to Vegas. And I got a really good deal. Like, for a week in Vegas, our flight hotel at the Caesars Palace, which is one of the nice hotels in Vegas, it was like $1,200. $600 per person. And that's flight and hotel. So it was a pretty good deal. And with all the gambling we did, because you get like a Caesars reward card, now we get a free week to stay anywhere at the Caesars hotels, and they have a ton for free. So we gambled a lot. But the more, like, if you use your Caesars card, you can do it at the tables, at the slot machines, like when you're buying anything from Caesars. If you use your rewards card, you get rewards. So we got a week free. I did on my card, and Kevin got a week free on his card too. So we technically have 2 weeks free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We'll probably stay at like one of the cheaper hotels, like the Flamingo, just because like the higher end hotels, the table limits are higher. So like to play blackjack, it's like $25 a hand.
Oh.
Yeah. But then at the Flamingo, like during the day, we found some $5 tables, and then at night they go to like 10, and sometimes when they're really busy they'll jump it up to 15, which kind of sucks. Like, Kevin was sitting playing blackjack and I was playing with him. I don't really like blackjack that much, but I'll play with him because most of the time while we're down there we're not even together because we play different games. Mm-hmm. But we were playing, it was $10, and then the manager guy came over and changed it to 15. He was like, not right away, we'll y'all can play a couple more shoes, and the shoes are like the big stack of cards. And then we'll, and I left, and Kevin said that she kept changing the shoes and she kept letting them play $10. So he stayed there until finally they were like, oh, we got to do 15 now. So that sucks. I think you just change it whenever.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. The busier they are, the more money they want to make.
I played Seems poker. Legit. Did you pitch any ideas about Bubacinos?
I thought, oh my God, I kept telling Kevin about it. I was like, you know what would be really good? If we put Bubacinos like right here. That's a really good spot for a Bubacinos.
You know, talking to a few people, like looking at a couple places for rent.
Well, and one thing, I did not expect for so many families to vacation in Las Vegas. Like, there's a ton of people with their kids.
Now, it's become more of a family vacation area now.
Yeah.
It's not like what it used to be.
I know. So I was like, Bubacinos is where it's at. Mm-hmm. All these damn kids. We could have made some gamblers of them yet.
What was the loan shark lion, or what was it? The loan shark lion.
I was like, why can't it just be a shark? Like, no, that doesn't make sense.
No. It's imaginative.
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah. The loan shark lion.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you had to listen to our previous podcast.
Yeah. Or I talked about we were going to Vegas, and then we came up with Bubacinos, a casino for kids.
Like a daycare casino for kids.
Yeah. They win like tickets and they can actually, like a Chuck E. Cheese, but with casino games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought about that a lot while we were there because I was like, man, the more kids I see, the better that idea sounds. And I don't even know if they have like a nanny service, because I mean, even a nanny service there would probably make bank, where you would like come to the hotel room and watch the kids so that the parents can go gamble. Maybe we could have like that on the side, where like we'll have like a Bubacino attendant come to your room and bring games for the kids to play or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, we don't want them down in the casinos.
Yeah. I'll come to your room and bring, I don't know, poker. I did. I played poker, which was fun.
And how'd you do on that?
Oh, I did good. I did two tournaments. Didn't do the best in the first tournament. But then the second term, I made it to the final table, which was good. And it was a bounty tournament. So you won money every time you knocked somebody out. And I made a few bounties. And oh my God, I love playing with men because they underestimate me every time. I sat down and I was like, how do you play this game? And they didn't believe me. They were just like, aha, yeah, you got us. We better watch out for you. So I purposely play shitty for a few hands. So they
do you like poker shark them.
Yeah. So I reel them in, you know, and then this guy would just call me to see if I was bluffing. And every time I was not bluffing, and I knew that's what they were doing. So I would raise it really high because I knew they were thinking I was bluffing so that they would call me, and I wasn't bluffing. And that made it easier after a few hands for me to bluff. Because then after you steal their chips and you're not bluffing, they're going to think that you're probably not the type to bluff. And I was. And then I would play shitty hands too. So like I had like a 6-4 or something like that. It wasn't even suited. And I ended up calling the guy and I flopped a full house. And he raised it. So he was thinking I had like king ace or, you know, something good like that or pockets. He had no idea what he was falling into. And I would check it and then reel him in. And I ended up beating him and he had pocket aces.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun. I always have fun playing poker, and like the old men love me.
I think you should have gone in there and like really like oversold it. Like sit down and like, what are cards? Oh God. What is this place? What is a casino? I've never been in a casino.
Is the R silent? Is it poke? I was like, you mean a flush beats a straight? That doesn't make sense. I think it would be harder to get a straight, right? Yeah, I do. I played the dumb blonde really well. But a lot of times the guys will like me. Oh God. Okay. I got to tell you about this cash game I played, and I won so much money in this one cash game. I sit down and it's all, you know, all men. I only played with maybe two women the whole time, and I played poker a lot. So I sat down and there's a guy, I sat down beside the dealer, and on the other side of the dealer was a guy with the headphones and sunglasses. Like he's a pro, right? Mm-hmm. So
wait, headphones.
Yeah. Yeah. Wearing headphones is a sign that they're trying to be a professional.
Why? Were they listening to music or?
Yeah, they listen to music and they only focus on the game. They don't focus on anything else. They'll look at people's facial expressions, which is really hard to do now with a mask. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it makes sense. I like to hear people too, because mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear people like how they breathe and stuff when the cards come out.
Yeah. Or whisper another breath. God damn it.
Right. Well, I watched him play for a little bit and I was like, oh, he's playing pretty good. He's getting a lot of people to fold. I bet he is bluffing a lot. So cards came out. I had queen 10, but there was a jack. So if he had king ace, he would have beat me. But the way he bet at the beginning did not make me think he had king ace. So I bet after the river and then he raised me a lot, raised me like $85. Ooh. Yeah. So I sat and thought about it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to call him. So I called him and he had shit. He had nothing. He had ace high and I had queen 10. I had two pair. And the guy that was across from me looked at me and said, good call. Like he was surprised, you know? So I took all his money. I won the pot. The pot was like $250 and it was a $1-$2 table. So the blinds were $1 and $2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the guy, he wouldn't even say good hand, or like another way to say good hand is like to hit the table twice at the person, you know, good hand.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even do that to me. He wouldn't even look at me. He was so pissed. Right. So we kept getting in these head to head battles and he could not beat me. Like we split the pot a couple of times, but he still could not win a hand against me. And like the guy that runs the poker room, he came in and he's like, did you say you wanted to go to another table? And the guy was like, yes. He was like, okay, we got another seat open. And he gets up and he leaves, and all the guys start giving him hell. Like, oh, the woman beat you, so you have to leave the table. He was so mad. I literally made a guy switch tables because I kept beating him. It felt so good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were all laughing at him and everything. But then the way I was playing with him intimidated all the other guys around me, so it made it easier for me to bluff too, because nobody wanted to get in the hand with me. Yeah, I walked away with like $600 profit, and I bought in with two, so I actually walked away with about $800 from that table, and I only played for like maybe 3 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. So I've even thought about that, like maybe doing the professional poker, because it's so much fun, and I think so much better to play in person than it is online.
Yeah,
because you get a feel for people. And I mean, I can like make notes online about, oh, this person bluffs a lot, or if this person does this or that, but it's harder to remember. Where it, whenever I was playing, it was easier for me to remember faces if I sat at the table with somebody, you know. Yeah, I saw that guy again another day that I played, but they wouldn't put me at his table. Like he didn't have a spot open, you know. And I just looked at him and winked at him, and he just looked away. I hate sore losers.
I know.
You know, like, if I win, I'll say good hand to the person, or, you know, I mean, if I lose, I'll say good hand to the person, or nice hand, or, you know, you got me. But the people that just get pissed off because another person outplayed you, like, and I've had that when we went to Cherokee. This is my last poker story, I promise. I called a guy's bluff, and he was like, why would you call that? That doesn't make any sense for you to call that. That was a dumb move. And I took all his money, and I was like, actually, I won. You lost. So I would say you made the dumb move. Oh, oops, didn't mean to hit my mic. But yeah, like, how are you going to tell me how to play poker when I won?
No. You're taking my money all wrong.
Give it back.
Give it here. Let me show you.
But you like, when's the last time you played poker?
Oh, God. It has been, I think it was probably the last time we were shopping around for like games on like Xbox for a poker game. I think we tried out Prominence Poker or something like that. That's probably the last time I played.
Oh, we used to have so much fun back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I did pretty good back in the day.
Yeah, you did. I mean, you weren't as bad as Jimmy.
You play like daddy.
I know. Oh my God, when we played with daddy, he wouldn't do the small blind, big blind. He made us all Annie in. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
He'd be like, Annie up. I was like, no, daddy, we're supposed to play small blind, big blind. He's like, I don't want to learn that. Let's just all put in an Annie. But yeah, Jessie, oh my God. We would get into games with her, and then she would go all in and be done at the very beginning. Jessie, don't do that. I had a good hand. Like, apparently you didn't.
King High's not a good hand, Jessie.
And then we would have to get into a private game with her and give her chips so she can play. I don't know how many chips I gave her. A bunch. I'm sure you did too.
I did too. And we gave her a lot.
And then she never learned, though. She always wanted them big wins, and she risked way too much. She probably hit it a couple times, but that just kept reeling her in.
I think that's what she every once in a while, she would just get lucky, and then she'd just keep chasing that.
Yeah.
Lose all our money.
Oh, God. Oh, well,
lose all of our money.
They need a new one. Because games these days just aren't that, I don't know.
Sociable.
Yeah, sociable. That's a good word for it.
Yep.
You know, you're just playing with people you know, or if you're playing like shooter games, then people are just talking shit, which is fine. But there's no like relaxing game where you just like meet people and, you know, make friends so that you can always have people to play certain games with.
Mm-hmm.
Which we did. We kind of had like our groups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Buffalo guy.
Yeah, all Buffalo.
Oh, what was his name? Cody. Was his name Cody?
I honestly can't remember. It's been so long.
He was fun to play with just because he was fun to make fun of, but he took it well too, you know.
I remember the first tournament you invited me into, I won.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't remember that because I think you had to give me chips so I can get into a tournament.
Yeah, because they were like, I always played like the real high buy-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always just mess around like on the lower stuff and I end up winning that tournament. And I was like, hey, thanks for inviting me, guys.
Yeah, because I had a group of people that I would play with and we would play Keflings together. It was four of us. And you know, do you remember like the All-Star Rewards?
Yeah, I do remember that because the wrestling game was part of it.
Yeah. So we would play Keflings because every Wednesday they would re-up what you could do to get the All-Star Rewards. So we play Keflings and get those rewards and then go into poker afterwards. And then they had other groups of people that they played with. And I don't know. It was fun. And it was nice to have the same group of people and know that, you know, Wednesday night, I got Keflin night and poker night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would invite you and Jesse, of course.
And Jesse, yeah. Yeah.
We had so much fun. They really need to, like, do that again.
Do you remember my move?
Oh, my God. What was your move?
You remember? You don't remember my move?
Vaguely.
Ba-bam.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's what it was. Ba-bam. Yeah. Ba-bam.
And then you would do a, I make a rain. Because I had like the chips, you know, that would like fly up.
Yeah, you could do like little emotes with your chips that you could like unlock or get or whatever.
Yeah.
That was my move. So cool. I would be playing with someone and I'd pretend like they got me. And then as soon as I flip my cards over to show what I had, I go ba-bam.
Yep.
To the point where people were waiting for the ba-bam.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh God, here it comes. Let me guess, ba-bam. Like, no. Oh, ba-bam.
Other people start using it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, other people started doing the ba-bam.
I missed that. You know what we haven't done? We haven't taken a commercial break, and I feel like it's probably too late now.
Yeah, I think we're pretty far past that.
So if you're listening, you probably already heard the commercial break during a part that didn't sound like it should have had it. So sorry about that.
Come on. So insert commercial here.
Memories. So what games are you into now? You mentioned you and Jesse were playing Xbox.
Yeah, we actually been playing Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 again.
Oh.
Which being that I've been like sick the past 2 weeks. I haven't been playing much DayZ because last time I streamed wasn't last Saturday, but like the Saturday before. Mm-hmm. And I was still like, in the process of still getting like sick. But I'm still going to stream Saturday. So I streamed, like, which I do, I'll stream on Twitch. Because I streamed Saturday and I streamed, you know, a really long time like I usually do. But like the following couple of days, like I felt like I had lost my voice. Mm-hmm. Like it sounded like I hit like a second puberty. My voice was like cracking. And I couldn't like, you know, get stuff out.
I remember your actual cracky voice back in the day.
Well, I had, it was a joke that me just talk about because it actually happened. It was when I called that girl I had a crush on back in was it elementary school, middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie.
Oh.
I had called her and her dad picked up.
Jamie.
He's like, hello? I said, hey, is Jamie there? He said, who is this? So this is Brooks. He goes, how old are you? I said, I'm 12. Like I sound like almost like I do now.
Yeah. Oh God. You know, Henry sounds all manly now.
Yeah, I noticed. I play DayZ with him.
Because he went through a phase where people would call him ma'am on the phone and it pissed him off so bad. He's like, nobody calls me ma'am anymore.
We'll be playing DayZ and every once in a while his voice would crack and he'd be like, oh, sorry for that voice crack.
Sounds like, you ever watch I Love You, Man?
Yeah.
I love that movie. The guy that his brother sets him up with to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Like working out in the gym.
Yeah. They go to some kind of game, don't they?
Yeah, like a baseball game or something.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's funny. He's on that show Kevin Watches, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's in Pineapple Express also.
Yeah, he was. He was... Who was he in Pineapple Express?
He was the weird little teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was when they went to visit her.
When he went, went to go visit his girlfriend in high school.
And it's the type of teacher that acts like he's cool with the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got little parts on other things too. I want to say he was in Superbad.
I'd believe it.
I think he was the guy. Now. Was he the one that was driving the car that hit him?
No. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen Superbad.
And then he took him to that party, and the guy was like, "What are you doing here?" Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. I don't know why. Yeah, he was. He was the one that hit him. His name is Joe Lo Truglio. Man, Pineapple Express, I guess, was a long time ago because these people are old now.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Like one of the guys that was looking for him, he played Mark, I guess. And he was like, he's got to hurry up and get home dinner with his wife. He looks really old. I saw him in something else too recently. I can't remember what it was. He was in Superbad.
He was?
Yeah. I guess a lot of these were in Superbad. I'm trying to remember what he was in Superbad.
Oh, I think they're all part of like the same crew.
He was one of the ones where they were all doing some kind of drug and they made Evan with Michael Cera sing. Do you remember? Because they thought he was their buddy's brother or something. I'm looking at all these movies. I haven't watched a movie in a long time.
No?
I've been watching that show, You, and I watched this mini-series with Mark Ruffalo. It's on Prime.
You know, I was just thinking that that guy, Mark from Pineapple Express, the guy you were just talking about, reminds me, like, he could be, like, brothers with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, what's his name?
I don't know. I just clicked out of it. I know you're talking about that.
Mr. Ruffalo.
Yeah. It's Mark Ruffalo. Yeah.
Okay. Ruffalo. I don't know why that sounded weird when I said it.
I'm trying to find the name of that show that I just watched. It's brand new and it's a mini series. So it's like maybe 6 episodes or something. I know this much is true. He plays twins. So he plays two parts. He looks completely different. Versus one twin. Like one twin looks completely different versus the other. One's a little bit more overweight. Like, I don't know. Anyways, he plays his twin who is like schizophrenic and has mental health issues. And he plays the other twin who tries to take care of him. And it goes through like their childhood and just this whole story of, you know, what happens to them as they're adults. I highly recommend it. It's on Prime if anybody hasn't seen it. I don't know. I like those like drama series mixed in with like my comedy. Because if I watch sitcoms, I'll get tired of that for a while. I need to watch something else, you know, like I'm watching that show You.
Wow.
I have my shows I watch by myself that I know Kevin don't want to watch.
I've actually been watching Invincible.
What is that?
It's on Amazon. It's based off a comic book from, I think, Image Comics. It's like a rated R version of like Justice League.
Oh, is it a cartoon?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's an animated series.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's I like it a lot more than I thought. Like I saw something about it on like YouTube, and yeah. I was like, oh, it's on Amazon. It's like, I got Amazon, I'll check it out. So I watched the first episode, and the actual story of it and like what's going on in it like drew me into it. I was like, I gotta, and they drop a new episode like every Friday. So every Friday it's like religiously now, like, oh, I gotta watch my next episode of Invincible.
Yeah, you know, when the streaming shows first came out, they were just dumping them all. And now I've noticed that the different, like, Hulu and Prime and Netflix have started to slowly release them versus just dumping it all out.
Yeah, because people just binge.
Yeah.
And they're done with it.
Oh, it says that it stars Steven Yeun. Who's that? What's his name on Walking Dead? What was his name on Walking Dead?
The guy that got killed by Negan?
Yeah. Glenn.
Yeah, that's
the spoiler name. Alert. Yeah. it stars him. He's the main character.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's got a few big names in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know him. Yep. I don't know. I think Kevin would be into that. Do you think like Cooper or Henry could watch it or no?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have like nudity or like sex in it, but it's like, it is pretty violent.
Oh, okay, yeah. Violence is fine.
Yeah, violence is good.
Yeah, is that one that you watch with Crystal or without her?
No, that's one I watch without her.
Yeah. What shows are y'all watching together right now?
We don't really like follow any shows. We just recently watched Chernobyl.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch that. Was that pretty good?
Yeah, that's what on HBO.
Yeah, is it like, it's like a mini series, right? Or is it a movie? Mm-hmm.
It's a mini series.
Oh, okay.
But it picks the events of Chernobyl and also like everything that like surrounded it.
Oh.
Like it's actually like pretty good as far as like trying to figure out, you know, what happened, what was the cause of it, who was at fault. But then also like cover ups and like espionage, like it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're still like feeling the effects of it to this day. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, you still can't go there.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder about like the nuclear plants we have around here.
Well, ours are supposedly are safer.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah,
we've also been rewatching Big Bang. Just, you know, having it like in the background and Kevin will watch it whenever I'm working. But that, talking about Chernobyl reminded me of that because they were talking, whenever, what's his name, Howard goes to space and he has to be in the Russian, like he has to do it from the Russian Space Center. Mm. And Sheldon was like, from the people that gave us Chernobyl.
Yeah.
The kids even like Vera, my 5-year-old, likes watching Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
She calls Sheldon Shelvin.
Oh, Shelvin.
Yeah, so that's what I call him now. Shelvin. She likes him, though. She thinks he's funny. And she knows she'll sing the whole theme song.
Well.
She knows all the words, yeah. I think she's going to be super smart, which she is. For a 5-year-old, her vocabulary is just amazing. And she's reading really well. Like, she's advanced. And she's the youngest in her kindergarten class and the littlest.
The youngest and the littlest.
Yep. You know, her teacher will send me pictures of her, like, with her friends. And they just tower over her. She's so little. But yeah, she's super smart. I'm trying to think of something she said the other day where I was like, how do you even know how to use this phrase? But she, I guess because she listens to stuff and then she remembers it, you know, like watching the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. She'll say, I can't remember what it was. Something like, well, in the meantime, can we do this? Or, and I was like, in the meantime. So, yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything else you would like to discuss?
No, I think that's pretty much it. As far as, I mean, me being sick has kind of put a damper on like the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then aside from working on the car, being a man, not it for me going on in my world right now.
Do you feel better, like 100%?
No, not 100%. I mean, definitely better than I was feeling.
Yeah.
And the wife's getting there as well, because we were both just took it out of you. Like, it was sore throat, coughing and sneezing, and we were just sleeping like all the time.
Oh, did you have any more of them fever dreams?
No, see, this one reason I think we didn't have COVID, because neither of us had a fever, neither of us had like any breathing issues or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be doing an episode of Creaky soon, and if you don't, then we'll listen to hashtag Creaky. If you're a fan of it, send us a message on Instagram or Twitter and let us know if you have anything that you would like us to, you know, research or investigate, and we'll add it to our show list. And of course, as always, you can reach out to us at SisBroShow. Tell us anything. If you want to leave us a voice message, click on the link in the show notes. If you want, you can tweet at us, or you can send us a message on Facebook. Still haven't created that Instagram account, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, ask us questions. Give us some topics. Maybe find out, you know, hey, what's Megan Brooks think about this?
Right. Yeah. And just, I mean, let us know if you like to play poker too. Tell us a funny poker story, or if you're watching a new Amazon show or something, let us know about it, and we'll watch it and tell you what we think. Or if you have kids that say stuff, I don't know, literally anything. We just want to hear from you guys, because we like it when we get messages, and we do get messages. We've had some people message us and ask when the hell we're going to add a new show. And thank you guys for, you know, wanting to know that. It's now. But yeah,
today, right,
we
right like now. That.
It makes us feel good, especially when we don't know it, who it is.
Makes us feel wanted.
Yes,
yeah, because it was you messaged me that. You're like, people are wondering where we're at. It was, you said listeners were wondering where we're at. I was like, wait, like listeners or like listeners?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know who they were. So I guess you don't neither. But we're back, and hopefully we'll be able to bring you some more consistent shows, but we're not going anywhere. This isn't our last show by far. We don't really have a schedule, but once I upload an episode and it's live, I do tweet it and I do push it to Facebook. So if you're not following us on Twitter at SisBroShow or Facebook, same thing, then do that so that you know. And make sure you're subscribed to us on your favorite podcast platform. And if you can, leave us a review, because we like that.
Because love us.
Make us feel good, please. All right. Take us out.
All right. We all have a good rest of the week. When's this being uploaded?
It'll probably be on Friday.
Friday. Y'all have a great weekend. And y'all come on back now. You hear? Thank you.